This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast.
Have you been encouraged by the Best Day Ever podcast? Has something you've heard on our show changed the rhythms of your day-to-day life? Our podcast is part of She Laughs Ministries and supported by listeners like you. Your gift of just $2 a month can help us continue to meet women in the middle of everyday life and equip them with God's truth so that we can all live every day as our best day ever. Go to shelaughsministries.org/give to partner with us today. Hi, I'm Katie McCowan, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm excited to start a little mini series for the summer on the podcast this month. And one thing that I want us to do, because I know that sometimes summer will interrupt our typical routines, and when that happens, our consistency in getting in the Word as much as we want to can get a little more difficult. And so what I'd love to do is each week on the podcast this month, and we'll be doing episodes every other week through the summer months, but each episode, I want to give you a verse to think about, a verse to chew on, a verse to keep bringing up in your thoughts, so that even when you may not have as much time as you'd like, you can remember this verse. So let me start our podcast today with that verse that we want for this day. So it is Hebrews 13:8, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That verse is so powerful. I'm going to read it one more time. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So I want to give you a story about some things that my life has, God has taught me through the ins and outs of my everyday life concerning this verse. So if you will go with me to an empty house and imagine the sound of my steps as they bounced off the walls as I moved from room to room. Though the place was empty, my hopes and my dreams seemed to saturate every single corner because this empty place was the home that would be my very first place with my husband, Luke. And if this is the first you've heard of me talk about Luke, I would encourage you to go back to last month's episodes on the podcast because Luke was the special guest on the podcast. And we shared a lot of what has happened in our 17 years of marriage. But this moment, I was standing in the very first home that my husband Luke and I would share together. So at that moment, it had just been a few weeks. And two major life moments had unfolded. First, Luke had began his career in professional football. And second, Luke and I had held hands and shared our vows before God and each other. And so then, after these two major things had happened, we took our dog. We had a really big dog. It was Luke's dog. And then that the dog began to realize that everywhere Luke went, I was going to be. So he decided he would be my dog too. But we took our dog and our dreams and our wedding presents and we packed up our car and we headed north to Cleveland, Ohio, where Luke would begin his career in the NFL. And so then the fall of that year brought some more news of yet another change, big change in our lives, because we learned that we would be adding our first child to the family. So let's fast forward to springtime of that year, and nursery prep was in full motion. We had a long weekend of work. We had a big plan for the nursery, and after that long weekend, we felt like we had finished it. We were ready for the arrival of our firstborn child, and I plopped into the rocking chair in that nursery. Oh, and it was just such a sweet moment. I remember thinking about raising my boy in that room and the stories we'd read and the lullabies we would sing and the hugs and the snuggles that we would share in that room. And I just remember shutting my eyes in that blue rocking chair and just smiling at all of the thoughts and expectations that were in my heart. And what I'd love to do right now is just press a pause button. But life doesn't have a pause button, does it? And so here's why. Here's why I would love that pause button, because the very next morning, I opened my eyes to the news that we would be moving effective immediately, meaning in a matter of days, less than 1 year after our future felt so full and exciting and we had all of these expectations, we would be scrambling to relocate and rebuild in a city on the other side of the country. And so we did. But then even then, after we scrambled and we relocated, and we really did, we rebuilt. We had more children. We had more expectations. We had more hopes. And it seemed like just as we hit our stride in that new city, we found ourselves facing the same reality again. A late night phone call gave us the same news that we would be moving again, and it would be effective immediately again. And so if you listened to last month's episodes on the podcast, you know that Luke and I just celebrated 17 years of marriage. We've had 6 kids in those 17 years. We have moved at least a dozen times in those 17 years. And so the way that I always put it is that it is safe to say the road has been anything but predictable. So I want to, in light of that, I want to tell you about how I used to watch football games when Luke played. Because at first, I would watch his football games on pins and needles. When everything was going well, I was standing up in my seat. My arms were raised. I was screaming. I was cheering. And then it would change and someone would fumble the ball or throw an interception, or we couldn't move on offense, or we couldn't stop the other team on defense. And I would just kind of fall apart in these moments of failures. And what ended up happening is whether we won or lost the football game, I would leave every game exhausted, because it was like I was riding a roller coaster of emotions the whole game long. And so as I considered how I would watch games and rise with the successes and fall with the failures and then be exhausted because of that roller coaster ride, I considered how I think life can sometimes be like a football game. There are rises and falls, there are highs and lows, and sometimes they come not weekly or monthly or annually, but they come every day. And in the midst of these uncertainties and surprises, we have two options. We can filter our view of God through our ever-changing circumstances, or we can filter our circumstances through the unchangeable character of Christ. Do you hear the truth and how it comes from that verse, Hebrews 13:8? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So in the midst of the uncertainties and surprises of life, we can either filter our view of God through our ever-changing circumstances, or we can filter our circumstances through the unchangeable character of Christ. That makes me smile. Because when we cling to the unchanging character of Christ, we can weather the winds of change. And so after all of those years of watching Luke play football, I did start to watch them differently. Yes, I would still celebrate the successes, but I didn't hang on those high points and get comfortable and assume it's all smooth sailing from there. But I also didn't dwell on the low moments. Sure, I would sigh, I might scream in the low moments, but I didn't let the low moments of that game determine the next moment. So I think we can apply that same idea to life. We can celebrate the highs in our lives, but we don't want to let them soften us to hard work and perseverance. And we can learn from the low points, but we don't want to let them sour us to expectation and anticipation. But no matter whether it's a high moment or a low moment, what we can do in every moment is choose to fix our eyes on the one who never changes, on Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And he steadies us no matter what we face. So today, I hope you'll remember that verse, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And when you face moments of uncertainty, moments of surprises that you weren't necessarily excited to hear about, I pray that you'll remember. We don't have to filter our view of God through our ever-changing circumstances. Instead, we can filter our circumstances through the unchangeable character of Christ. And as you do, I pray that that helps you live every day as your best day ever.